Remote Myths. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Embarking on a study of remote work within her organization, Sarah Avram, resource consultant, speaker, and author, uncovered a surprising twist. Through interviews and research, she discovered that the essence of job satisfaction may extend beyond the conventional boundaries of location independence.
I had convinced my CEO at the time that the future of work was going to be remote and that I should be the guinea pig and figure out what the opportunities could be for our organization or the challenges might be if in the future we allowed our employees to work remotely from around the world. What I discovered, and essentially when I boiled it all down, it was wherever you go, there you are. So if you hate your job in Houston, you're going to hate it in Hanoi. And what really needs fixing is your motivation to do the work itself.
Avram says removing social aspects of work while being remote forces individuals to question their job satisfaction.
Do I actually like doing this? Are these the skills I want to be developing? Am I growing? Am I learning anything new? So McKinsey did a study about the main reasons why people are leaving their jobs. And out of all those reasons, lack of flexible work opportunities was number six. But above all that, we have things like compensation, unsupportive managers or bosses, lack of opportunity to grow and develop, lack of connection to the impact of the work. You know, are you giving your employees the opportunities to grow and develop? Do you know where they really want to get to? And are you helping them? Like they understand the value they're providing and the impact that they're making, and they're very connected to it.
The Business Review is a production of Livingston & McKay and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.